Blog Talk Radio. Be the glory. This is the day that God has made. We are rejoicing and we are absolutely glad in it. We give God praise for you on tonight. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And we came to pray to that God. We came to ask of that God. We came to bring our petitions, our supplications, our cares and our concerns, our needs to God. And we know that God will answer our prayers. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We got to praise God. We got to pray to God. We got to look to God because God will not fail you. God will not fail me. And I thank God that because he gives us this favor, he gives us this glory be to God. Hallelujah. This anointing that destroys yokes. But we know there's power in prayer, especially when we pray together. So we thank God for Tuesday night prayer. Jesus said, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? And we are here to pray together. Hallelujah. A few thoughts coming from 1 Kings chapter number 18, and we're going to go right into prayer. Here Elijah is praying 1 Kings chapter number 18. Hallelujah. It says in verse number 21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long will you be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal be God, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal has 450 prophets. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and choose the bullock, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and I won't put any fire under it. Verse 24, and call you on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Look at verse number 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am the servant of you. I have done all these things by your word. Hear me, O God, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and the water in the trenches. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. We pray in tonight, and we believe that we are praying to the one and true God. In a few verses that I just read, we see two kinds of prayers. One is a fake and a false prayer to a false God, and the other is a real prayer to a true and one God. Elijah said, whatever God answers with fire, that is the God that the people of God should serve. Because in that text, the people of God have been misled. They were walking in fear and they were walking in disobedience. And God, the will of God, is that none of his children will turn away from him, but they will go to him and turn to him. And this is why I thank God for prayer tonight. We thank God for you tonight. Have confidence and expectations when you pray to this God that we're praying to tonight. 1 John 5, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we have what we desired of him according to the will of God. And it's not for the will of God for us to be sick, for us to be suffering. It is not the will of God for us to be in pain and poverty and to be in lack. So we are going to pray to this God because this God gives us results. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was one where the prayer was not answered. And Elijah mocked them and said, maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe he's taking a nap. And they began to cut themselves. They began to pray and pray more earnestly. And they prayed all day long and nothing happened. And then when Elijah prayed, he got results. And the Bible said the fire of God fell. And God showed me that tonight, hallelujah, that we, some of us, and all of us need just a fresh fire to fall from glory. We got to stay on fire for God. We have to stay excited about the things of God. You don't have to look far in today's world. A friend, a family member, a coworker, a classmate, so many are going through so much, but God is able. Hallelujah. God is able to keep you from falling and from failing. And I thank God that he is a restorer. I thank God that he will replenish and that God will renew everything that needs to be done. So we're going to pray tonight and we're going to believe God tonight that the fire that fell back in the days of Elijah, God wants to have a consuming fire to burn up everything trying to stop you, to destroy everything trying to get in your way, to remove everything trying to hinder you and block you and stop you. God will send it with fire. The Bible says the second earth, when Jesus' second coming, the earth will be destroyed with fire. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, it's not like that fire we see on our stove and that fire that we see, glory be to God, in our land. The fire from God is a serious fire. And I thank God that Elijah has encouraged you and I to say, no, we're going to follow the true God. We know this is the true God. And God won't put on you more than what you can handle. God will never overwhelm you. God is there with you, and God is there with me. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, even as the fire fell in the days of Elijah, that God, you will continue to send fresh fire. Hallelujah. You said you wish that we'd be hot, not cold, not lukewarm. So God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that the people of God came tonight expecting, came with confidence and a courage and a boldness, praying with earnest expectation, God, in the name of Jesus. You said if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and turn from evil ways and seek my face, I will answer their prayers. I will heal the land. And right now, we're praying for our families. We're praying for New Creation Church. We're praying for our marriages. We're praying, God, concerning our finances and our livelihood. We're believing you by faith, Lord, that you would show up just like you showed up in the days of Elijah, that you would show up in our troubled situation, that you would intervene, God, in the name of Jesus when the enemy come in like a flood. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you said in your word that you have delivered us from them all. So God, encourage somebody's heart on tonight. We bind up that spirit of discouragement. We bind up the spirit of fear on tonight. Even that spirit of sickness. My God, this week, we're praying, even Pastor Rebecca, we're praying in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for my wife, God, her strength in the Lord. Thank you for restoration, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, many, hallelujah, you said bring them to the elders of the church. They will pray the prayer of faith. And right now we're praying in faith that the sick will recover in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Pastor Rebecca. We're praying for Victor Robinson. We're praying in the name of Jesus for Cece and so many, Brother DeWine. We're praying, Lord, all those looking this way who may be sick in body. I thank you for fullness of strength. I thank you for restoring, God, everything in the name of Jesus. We bind up infirmity. We bind up affliction. We bind up any disease, bacteria, germs of any kind. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way tonight. Have your way in the lives of your people. You don't want us, God, in the name of Jesus, to give into this world. We heard the word on Sunday, glory be to God, that there's favor on the people of God to get us through these troubled times. Hallelujah. Don't focus on the White House. Focus on heaven in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you right now that no weapon formed against the people of God will ever prevail. Glory be to your name. You said if we remain in that secret place, and we remain in that shelter of the Most High God, that you would protect us, that you would cover us, that you would shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger. You said you have given us power over all the power of the devil. Come on, people of God. And we take authority tonight. We speak it, and we use our words, Lord, to win in the name of Jesus. Elijah, I read it tonight. He said, God, I did according to your word. He did not go outside of God's word. God gave him a word. God gave him instruction, and he got results. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. So, Lord, as we go, We're still in the first month of 2019. As we go throughout the year, God, we expect the doors to open. We expect the opportunities to show up. We expect the overflow of joy and prosperity and abundance to be our portion this year in the name of Jesus. And we expect, God, hallelujah, to be in good health even as our souls prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. So that name, which has been given above every name, the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we plead the blood of Jesus over your marriage, over your money, over your ministry. We plead the blood of Jesus over your family, over your, in the name of Jesus, over your job and your career. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, will never lose its power. So God, we thank you tonight. Our eyes have not seen. Our ears have not heard. It have not entered our hearts what you have prepared for us who love you. So God, we thank you, according to your word, that this year you will do exceeding abundantly above all we could think, ask, or imagine, according to the power, glory. That verse continues to say, according to the power that worketh in us. This is why we pray tonight. This is why we come to corporate prayer, because there's a power on the inside of you. There's a power on the inside of me, and it's called the Holy Spirit. It's called the anointing. It's called the Holy Ghost. And that power, we got access. We can activate it in the name of Jesus, and demons will flee. Sickness got to get up out of your body. Poverty got to remove out of your way in the name of Jesus. Karabul Shata. God, have your way tonight. We bless your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Elijah was by himself, but he had more for him than that which was against him. 450 men in the natural, but in the supernatural, he got the victory. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight, and we bless your name on tonight. You're a good God. Yes, you are. And, God, we need you. Our marriages, our families, we need you, God, to show up in the name of Jesus. So many believers are going through so much, but, God, you're able. You're able to do the impossible. You say with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. We pray for those who are mourning. We pray for those who are grieving. We pray for those who have lost loved ones in the name of Jesus. And we lift them up, God. We say, God, raise them up. We say, God, restore the joy. We read a scripture on Sunday. Weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. And it saddens us, the body of Christ, that people got to go through. But God, you're able, and you won't put on us more than what we can handle. So, Lord, we thank you for showing up tonight. We believe the fire has already fell in the name of Jesus. So, God, have your way tonight as we open up the phone lines, as we move forward in prayer. We believe by faith, God, that you're going to perform miracles, that you're going to demonstrate manifestation of your blessings in the lives of your people. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Well, Pastor Anthony is here. Pastor Rebecca, amen. She is here, but she won't be on the line tonight. She is not feeling well, and we're believing for God to restore her totally. In the name of Jesus, but we are going to open up the phone lines, the prayer line. If there's anyone that need prayer tonight, we want to touch and agree with you. We just want to believe God by faith. Glory be to God for you and everything that you're facing today. The Bible says, hallelujah, we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities of wickedness and rulers and governing spirits in dark high places. but it says put on the armor of God. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing tonight. Part of that armor is prayer. So if anyone needs prayer, if you press 1 on your phone, we will pray with you and pray for you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. As we move forward tonight, we're believing God for you, believing God for everything that you have before the Lord on tonight in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says as the two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of him. So when we come into agreement, when we pray together, when we touch and agree in the word of God, in the sincerity of our hearts, I believe that God honors that. We've seen it. It's noted in our Bibles. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, it's so throughout the Old and New Testament, when they came together and prayed, they got results. And we know through this prayer line, many a testimony. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And if you press 1 on your phone, we will pray with you and pray for you. I don't see any hands raised as of yet, but glory be to God. We're going to continue to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Lord, we lift up Victor tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over there in Beth Israel Hospital, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, that you would allow him to be discharged, that you would allow him to be back on his feet, back, glory be to God, working to provide for his family. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the treatment and the doctors and the expertise that he's getting over there at that hospital. God, in the name of Jesus, restore him, Lord, as only you can. Encourage his heart, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for Deacon Victor. We say raise him up out of that sick bed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for his wife, Reverend Cynthia, in the name of Jesus. Bless their marriage. Bless their children, God. Hallelujah. Do what only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for Deacon Victor, Brother Victor, that you have already healed them. You have already turned sickness around. You have already destroyed the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. We see a hand raised, and we're going to take this first caller in the name of Jesus. Again, we will get to every caller tonight, believing God by faith. But we see this hand raised, and I'm opening up your line as of now. Okay, here we go. Area code 216. 216. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well this evening. God bless you. How are you?
I'm hanging in here. You know, we had that big snowstorm came through here. I know you guys got snow, too. And Pastor Rebecca, still praying for you. I don't see your posts fast enough. I'm just going to put it that way. I don't see your posts fast enough, in my opinion. So I apologize if I'm not responding to the Woman to Woman and the other pages, because I use my other account for my family activities. So sometimes I'm delayed in responding. I want to give a quick testimony. I'm always, you know, working with finding ways to encourage my extended family in the ways of God. And this year, the start of the year, I started another read through the Bible reading plan, you know, read through the Bible in a year. And I posted it a few places for our family group. And one of my younger cousins, who has two little girls, well, she has three little girls. She recently got married. But anyway, she's going to read through the Bible with her 14-year-old, and I think the other one is 11, and then she has a toddler. So this will be the first time she's reading through the Bible with her little girls for the year. And my other cousin that you have prayed for, Pastor Anthony, that had come out of drug addiction with heroin and so forth. I had mentioned how he and his fiancée got baptized But he got a new job and she got a new job. So God, and he's got a new job with wearing a suit and tie, looking sharp. So believe in God that he's going to continue to grant favor and open doors for them. I connected with their pastor there in a Baptist church there in their small town, and I connected with their pastor online and watched him do a couple of Facebook Lives, and he's full of the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm thankful and grateful that that they're under a good shepherd there, the two of them, and as they begin their life together, and he's doing well. I'll just put it that way. He's doing well, and I'm so thankful to God for that. I appreciate your prayers. My prayer request is for I started school, and it's been a long time since I've been in college. So I was starting school, had orientation in the beginning of this month, and now we're in the actual coursework. And just for God to help me with, not only to be able to pick up the information and to study, but also to be diligent in scheduling my time for my studies. And so just for help with my studies at this point, it'll only take me a year to get through this particular program, and God has provided financially for it to happen. I know it's his will. So I want to do well with it. So that will be my prayer request tonight.
For the God be the glory, that's so admirable to go back for that additional training and education. And we believe, as you said, God has already given you the capacity to complete that course with the spirit of excellence. And we're going to pray and powerful testimonies about your relatives. Amen. Reading the Bible, going through the Bible with the young teenage daughter and the other young couple getting themselves together with new jobs and careers. As you said, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, and they do work. So your prayers are being heard by God, and God is showing you demonstration and manifestation, and we thank God. It's always encouraging to hear that, because we have callers who, glory be to God, have family and people that they love and care about. So thank God for those testimonies. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Barbara in the name of Jesus. Even that snow that hit the Cleveland area, God, we thank you that you would keep her safe, God, in her travels. That, God, in the name of Jesus, you would continue to provide, hallelujah, the adequate shelter and heat that she needs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, glory be to God, even for this great opportunity you have given her to go back to college, to go back to school, to educate her mind, God, to advance her career, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And right now, we thank you, hallelujah, that you have already gifted her. You have already prepared her. You have already readied her. You have already equipped her, we believe, by faith, Lord. That's why this door has opened this year at this time and this season in her life, God, because now is her kairos. Now is her time to advance and progress. Now is her time to move forward by faith. And God, I thank you that you would give her favor with the course and the professor and the other students and everything that she needs, God. As she already said, you have already given her the financial blessing, God, to even make this opportunity available. So, Lord, we thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from above. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you'll maximize the moment. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will do everything that she needs it to do in her life. We pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for her mindset, her scholastic ability, her cognitive thinking, her discipline in studying and time management, her, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, ability to pick up and to adapt, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even to this new classroom environment, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you that, God, you have allowed her to have this blessing. And we know this blessing is going to bear much fruit in her life. So, Lord, I thank you. And we already praise you for the success. We already thank you for the victory. And we already thank you, Lord, for the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To God amen. Be the glory. When I was closing out the prayer, God dropped in my spirit Joshua chapter number 1, that you're going to find good success.
Amen.
This course is just helping you to get to that natural place of success, but there's already a spiritual advancement, even as you gave testimonies about your family. But there's a natural blessing with your name on it. And God says to stay in that word, meditate in that word day and night, and you will have that good success. Even approaching this course, this new class, he told Joshua, be of good courage, because I am with you. And I'm seeing God being with you, even as you said, it's been a long time since you've been in college, and God is with you. So the Lord is with you. I'm sure you're going to do well. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Well, praise God. And we're looking for the praise reports to come as you progress through that course throughout the year.
Amen. I'll bring the praise reports.
Amen. To God be the glory. And Pastor Rebecca did hear you as it relates to the healing, the whole woman. She did hear what you said about the delay
okay.
and the dilemma that you had getting on her program.
Yeah. Thank you for passing that along, because I try to bounce over to the pages at least a couple of times a day, and sometimes I'll see something like, oh man, she posted that like 5 hours ago and I missed it, you know. So but I'm trying to I have the one account for the family, and I spend most of my time over there. Oh, let me add this real quick. I'm not going to take all the time, but there's a study on the motivational gifts that I taught years ago, and I had asked for prayer about that as far as what I was supposed to do if I was to continue doing something more structured or doing things the way I had been doing it. And you guys prayed for me, and the Lord has said to just keep it in like bite-sized pieces. And so I did that. I took it and I split it up into 5-minute videos. I just made I made 10 videos, but they're all, each one of them are only 5 minutes. And it's to help you understand, you know, your motivational gifts according to Romans chapter 12, verses 6-8. And I posted them up, and Pastor Rebecca had said, during one of the Facebook Lives about being encouraged, it didn't matter how many people actually participated, even if it was just one person. And when she was talking about over in Woman to Woman, Woman to Woman in Can We Talk. And so when I put all of those videos up, the enemy was like, nobody's watching this stuff. Nobody's going to take the time to go through all of these videos, you know, all of that stuff. But I had this one cousin who has a lot of emotional issues, pretty much isolated himself. He keeps his wife pretty much homebound. She's not allowed to talk to anybody else. So there's a lot of things going on in that household. He went through all 10 of the videos, and he commented on each one of them. And I thought to myself, if he's the only one that gets it, it's been worth it. So I want to give that report as well. It's an excellent teaching, and I'm glad that if it didn't reach anybody, I think it reached a few other people, but if it didn't reach anybody else, I'm thankful that it reached him. So I want to give that testimony that that came out of our prayer time on this call as well. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, to God be the glory. That is a wonderful praise report. And as you said, those gifts are over in Romans, advance the body of Christ. And we thank God, as you said, it did reach the ears that God wanted them to reach. And we thank God for your obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Hallelujah. What a powerful praise report. Amen. And the goodness of God. We see another caller tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank God that the people of God, amen, are letting their light so shine that people will glorify their Father which is in heaven and thank God for the gifts to the body and the body of Christ. We have another caller. This is area code 973. God bless you tonight. 973. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Deacon Carmen. Of course, you already know my voice. I'm calling because I want to pray for Pastor Rebecca.
Well, praise God. Amen. She is here, and she hears your prayers. Yes.
I know she's there. So I want to say a prayer for her. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, please send a special visitation to Pastor Rebecca. Break anything that the devil has in mind for her. Set her free. Let whatever is ailing her be healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, I beg of you, Lord, heal Pastor Rebecca. She is a powerful woman of God. She works for your ministry. She needs to be well so she could continue the work you have for her, Lord. Let her be well. Let her feel better, Lord. Break every chain, Lord. Bless her. Bless her abundantly, Lord. Whatever she's feeling, Lord, I send it back to the pits of hell, Lord. I tell the devil, leave her alone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, blessed be the name of Jesus. Pastor Rebecca, be healed of whatever is ailing you. I pray and I beg God to heal you in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, I say that you are healed, Pastor Rebecca. Be healed, Pastor Rebecca. I pray and I beg God to make you better. Lord, hallelujah, have mercy. Lord, bless her. Bless her and bless Pastor Anthony. Bless them highly, Lord. You know they're powerful woman and man of God. And they need to be well so they can continue to do the work that you have for them. They're full of love. They're full of wisdom. They're always there for us, Lord. So when they're down, we need to hold them up, Lord. So I beg you and I ask you, Lord, let her be well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Pastor Rebecca, be well. I know you're going to get better. Whatever is ailing you, God is touching you. God is going to heal you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. She said amen. To God be the glory. The Bible, thank you, Deacon Carmen.
Yes.
The Bible says, pray for one another that we might be healed. And your pastor heard your prayers. Her spirits are lifted up. Amen. Hallelujah. Her physical body might be a little down, but you lifted her spirits up, and sickness is fleeing in the name of Jesus. God heard your prayers. And Pastor Rebecca, she thanked God.
Her down for a minute, but it has to go in Jesus' name. It has to go. She has work to do and she loves the Lord. So the devil is always looking around to see how he could make us, you know, put our spirits down or weaken our bodies, but God is more powerful and it has to go in the name of Jesus. It has to go. So Pastor Rebecca, I'm keeping you in prayer and I know that you're gonna be well. God loves you. And he's taking care of you. Nothing bad is going to happen to you, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. Also, praise the Lord. I felt chains breaking and yokes being destroyed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As you prayed that prayer,
Jesus.
I thank
God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to God be the glory.
The
Amen. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Christ, I am already healed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you so much. Thank you for your obedience.
I wasn't going to come on, but something just came over me. And I said, you know what? I want to go on because I want to pray for her. Because you're always praying for us. You're always there when we're sick. You're always praying for us when we're down. So when you're down, we have to lift you up.
Thank you. Thank you to all you, Deacon Carmen, and all of you. I know all of you are praying for me. I thank you guys for standing in the gap, representing me. When I am down, I came under attack in my body, but I'm getting stronger. I'm resting.
Yes,
you know,
well,
God makes us to lay down.
Yes, you will. By next Sunday, when I see you, you're gonna be fine.
Amen.
I know on Sunday you're gonna be back to your old self.
Amen. Praise God.
Also, I don't know if it's your voice or whatever, but you need to rest it. So you need to, you know, stop talking so much. Rest it. But I also have a little, it's not a testimony, but it's something that I was at the mall today and me and Mingo, we were eating. And we happened to be talking about Jessica, about, you know, like he was saying, he was asking me, when is she going to be done? I said, next year. I said, but, you know, there was a slow up because, you know, I advised her to start hard time because I didn't want her to get overwhelmed like she is now. And now she's a little mature. And he said, oh, she's late. I said, no, she's not. I said, she's right on time. She's operating on God's schedule. I said, God wanted her at this time because maybe she was going to have better teachers or whatever. But I told him, no, she's not late. She's, like Pastor Rebecca always says, she's operating on God's time. And so I know that she is. So she should have, she started part-time. She should have finished 2 years ago, but it's fine because this is God's time. This is how he wanted it, and so be it. And I'm fine with it.
What a God be the glory. That is true. That is biblical. That is how God operates. And you and Jay are daughters of God. And like you said, in due season, at the set time, when God is ready, the nursing degree, the career, everything will be in God's perfect timing. So we thank God for that praise report. Amen. To God be the
Amen.
Glory. And we want to pray for you before we release you as well. But Pastor Rebecca, I tell you, she's actually preaching Friday, and we're believing that prayer is helping her to get totally restored so she can preach Friday night over in Newark at a Women's Day conference. And God is going to use her mightily because the prayers of the righteous, God will answer. And she received that prayer tonight from, you said it verbally, but everybody on this prayer line, I'm sure, touched and agreed and stretched their hand toward this way and believe in God to restore her strength. Father, we thank you for Deacon Carmen.
She will be there on Friday. She will.
She will preach Friday. That's right.
Yes, she will.
Thank you for Deacon. Yes. Yeah, and Pastor says she will preach Friday. She
yes,
declared
I know
it.
She will. Listen, God is going to do the work in Pastor Rebecca. She's stubborn. She's not going to let the stubbornness going to be there.
she had body aches and everything, but she's going to be totally healed, and we thank God for that. So, Father, we thank you for Deacon Carmen and Jay. And, God, you're right on schedule, as she said, concerning Jay and her nursing degree and her career. You're right on time concerning Carmen and all of her things that she needs, her endeavors and her goals and her dreams, her aspirations. You're an on-time God. You operate in Kairos. Your time is perfect. You are time. And, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that even we understand the word says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. I thank you for Deacon Carmen, that you will continue to give her gifts, continue to give her a fresh anointing, God, continue to raise her up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for even her prayer life, Lord, her heavenly language and her natural language, praying, Lord, with expectation and praying, Lord, with, in the name of Jesus, boldness and courage. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her marriage, her family, her grandchildren, Lord, those who are near and dear to her. Continue to bless the Kahlo household. Continue to bless every generation in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your angels that watch over them daily, Lord. Hallelujah. So, God, continue to keep her. Continue to raise her up. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank God for you, Deacon. Pastor, she's getting a chuckle out of it tonight. Her strength is so restored. And we thank God for your obedience. Amen.
God bless both of you, and you have a great night.
God bless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We see another hand raised. Hallelujah. And we're taking this next caller in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is the area code 678. 678. God bless you.
There's a healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you, and I'll be the next in line. I want my healing too. So you have to trust and believe. Have faith and you shall receive. And wait on the Lord and you will be blessed. There's a blessing in this house and it's waiting just for you. And I'm the next in line. I want my blessing too. You just have to trust and believe. Have faith and you shall receive. Don't give up yet, and you will be blessed. God bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And Pastor Rebecca, I pray healing over your body in Jesus' name. I'm having also a lot of pains in my body. I fell last week on Wednesday after Bible study, and it's been really hard for me, but I trust and believe that God is healing my body as I am speaking right now. And I know that he's going to heal us both, Pastor Rebecca. So I just trust and believe, and I'm not giving up because I know God can do anything. I'm just giving and believing that he's going to heal our body, Pastor Rebecca. And I just want prayer, continue prayer for my son so he can find a place, an apartment. And continue prayers for my friend Jerome, keeping his spirits up. And I'm just thanking God for what he has done for me, for the new doors that he is getting ready to open for me in 2019, and for his blessings and for everyone's blessing on this prayer line. And for my cousin, Deacon Carmen, I love her so much. And she is such an encouraging person to me. And I just ask God to bless her all the time. I love her very much with all my heart. And I love you guys too. Thank you.
Well, to God be the glory. We thank God for that. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Pastor Rebecca said, thank you so much for your prayers. And she and I were listening to that song. We got to fly you to New Jersey to sing that song. What a great song. In the name of Jesus.
It's short. It's a longer song, but I just made it short, Pastor.
Well, I'll tell it blessed the both of us, and it blessed the prayer line. To God be the glory. It was beautiful. It really was beautiful.
To God be all the glory.
That's my first time hearing it, and it was absolutely beautiful. To God be the glory. But Pastor Rebecca said, thank you for the prayers. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as she is traveling and mobile. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, as she had the mishap with the fall, that, God, you would restore the body and remove all the pain and discomfort, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you would bring the comfort back. You would restore the muscles, the bones, all the things that she needs to operate fully, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, her body belongs to you, and by your stripes, she is healed. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you that she'll be able to function and operate as she normally do daily. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would restore everything, Lord. And I thank you right now for Brother Jerome, that, God, you would continue to work on him in his situation. Continue to raise him up, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to give him the things that he needs pertaining to life and godliness in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, as he grows spiritually, as he grows naturally, Lord, that you would get the glory out of Jerome's life in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for Maria's son, God, this young father, Lord. They're looking for housing, God. We believe that you can open the doors that no man can shut. Give him the opportunities that he needs, Lord. Give him favor, God, with the realtor or the landlord or whatever he's looking for, God, to make his, in the name of Jesus, housing available. I believe by faith is already done. So, God, give him favor as he goes to look for that place, a dwelling place, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for his family. Continue to raise that young man up, God. Hallelujah. Touch his heart. Touch his mind. Speak to his spirit, Lord, as only you can. in the name of Jesus. Bless her son, God, the fruit of her womb. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria as she's even singing, Lord. Hallelujah. Not being 100%, but blessing the prayer line. Continue to bless her. Continue to use her, Lord, as she sings psalms and sings songs, Lord. Continue to use her to bless your people and bring joy to all those who hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
To
amen.
God be
Hallelujah.
The glory.
To God be
but we
all
thank
the
God
glory.
For you. And we're believing your son. You're going to give us a praise report concerning what he's looking for. And I believe God's going to give him favor. Amen.
Amen. I'm sure I'm going to have a praise report very soon.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I declare that.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Pastor Rebecca, she sends her love, and your love for Deacon Carmen, your cousin, is evident. Amen.
Amen. I love you too, Pastor Rebecca. Get well soon.
Okay. She said love you. God bless.
Love you.
Hallelujah. To God be
Hallelujah.
The glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas. We thank God, hallelujah, for her life, her health, her strength. We lift up her youngest daughter, Renee Jackson, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you would continue to stir up her spirit, that you would continue to give her Jesus joy, that you would make her happy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my mother-in-law, God, that you would continue to bless her indeed, enlarge her territory in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to bless my mother, her coming and her going. Heal her body in the name of Jesus, God. Do it as only you can, Lord. We speak a healing, a blessing over my mother-in-law, over my mom, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to raise her up. Hallelujah. Give her peace, God. Allow her to continue to praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So bless all of her children. Cover all of her grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas, Lord. Protect her and keep her, hallelujah, as only you can, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, bless her all year long. Hallelujah. So Lord, you are the light of her salvation, and you are the strength of her life. So continue to bless my mom in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we see one more caller. I believe this is Pastor. To God be the glory, Pastor Jamal. We thank God. Area code 270. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm blessed every time God allows me to come on this line because I know the power of God's Spirit is present in the both of you. And I'm like Sister Carmen. I was kind of hesitant about pressing one. But I thank God for allowing me to speak up once again for this 2019 year. And we know being connected to Jesus Christ that we're under an open heaven. And this year is going to be mind-blowing for the saints of God, for the people that truly love God. And I had two people that came into my spirit. And I know I've been pleading the blood of Jesus over Pastor Rebecca and over Pastor Anthony for months now. And I say this because I feel it in my heart. I wish I was in her shoes because I know God has a message in her spiritual belly for Friday, and she's under attack by the enemy to prevent this message from going forth. And I know God is going to use her mightily, and she's under attack, but God will allow her to prevail. And I thought about the Shumanite woman, Pastor Rebecca. You might as well release it out of your mouth. It is well. Like the Shumanite woman, man of God, it is well. And I think Amen. About those four men and their friend that was sick with palsy in the book of Mark, the second chapter, when Jesus was in Capernaum preaching and teaching. And the house was full to the multitude where they couldn't get in, but they tore the roof off, and they lowered him down in there to be in the presence of God. And Jesus spoke to him and said, by your faith you are healed. Take up your mat and walk. God is releasing this to you, Pastor Rebecca. Take up your mat and walk. He came in on a mat, and he left toting that same mat. So now you just got to shake it off like Paul shook that viper off when he was in Malachi. He just shook him off. Pick up your mat and walk. And I know next Tuesday, you're going to have a testimony, because after the preaching and teaching of that word that God has in your spiritual belly for Friday night, it's going to be signs and miracles to follow the preaching and teaching of the word, and it's going to be power of the Holy Spirit ministering this word that's in your spiritual belly, and you're under attack because the enemy is trying to prevent that word from going forth. But continue to release it from your mouth like the Shunammite woman. It is well. This word shall go forth. And every word that God release out of your spiritual belly will not return to him void. It's going to complete the task that he destined it to complete. This sickness will not prevent the manifested power that is in your spiritual belly. God is going to use you mightily. And I just can't wait to hear the testimony that's going to come forth out of the way God is going to manifest his power. It's going to be a glory on you. That glory that's on you now is going to be elevated to a different level. It's going to be a glory on you on Friday night. And the enemy is trying to prevent it. But there's nothing from the gates of hell that's going to prevail against what God is intending to do with you on Friday night. And as I said, continue to release it from your mouth that it is well. Take up your mat and walk. Take up your mat and walk. You know you're already healed by the stripes of Jesus because he's so faithful. If he said it and he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Because he's going to manifest himself mightily through you on Friday night. Not saying that he hasn't did it previously, but Friday night is an appointed time for his glory and his power to be manifested. Wherever you're speaking at, the glory of God is going to, I'm telling you, it's going to fall. It's going to be a heavy type of glory that's going to be in that building on Friday night, wherever you might be. The presence of God is going to be there, and I can just see it's going to be two angels right there speaking to you as the Holy Spirit ministers through you. And I'm telling you, it's just going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be just like the upper room type of glory that's going to be there. It's going to be lives transformed. It's going to be, people are going to be transformed by the preaching and teaching of the word. Like the book of Romans said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal. Mind and how you renew the mind in the word. How can you hear the word if you haven't got a preacher? How can you preach if you haven't been sent? And you know you have been chosen from on high, and you are being sent to minister this message that is in your spiritual belly, and that is a divine attack. But God is going to give you double for your trouble. He's going to give you a double portion of anointing. You already have that breaker anointing. You say, I already healed her. Change falling. You already got that breaker anointed. And I'm telling you, the glory is going to be on you. That anybody might look at you and not even realize who you are when his glory is set. But that same glory that sets on you, by you and him being one, that same glory, he might not be ministering, but that glory is going to light on him.
Amen.
It's going to be like that.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is going to set up on the both of y'all like the Holy Spirit set up on Stephen before he was stoned to death. And Paul wrote it in the New Testament. It's as if I seen the Holy Spirit set on Stephen like an angel. That same Spirit of God lives in you and is going to set on you. God is going to use you mightily this Friday night. Friday night is going to be your night, Pastor Rebecca. Pick up your bed and walk. And I know I made a vow to you. I haven't forgotten. This weekend I will make it come to pass. And I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to encourage you in the Lord, to encourage you in the word. Sometimes David had to encourage himself in the word. And you know a lot of the songs that David wrote, he was going through trials and tribulations. And as he sang out to the Lord, it got better. As he wrote the Psalms, it got better. And just continue to believe and trust in the Lord as you do, because God is going to use you mightily. He's already anointed you, but now it's time for him to appoint you with the message that he has in your spiritual belly. And like I said, that glory is going to be on her. It's going to be on you, Pastor Anthony. You might as well get ready, get ready, get ready. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I can't wait to hear the testimony.
God.
I can't wait to hear the testimony. It's going to be mind-blowing.
Jesus.
Whatever God decides to do Friday night, it's going to be mind-blowing. And the enemy is already afraid because of the lies that shall be transformed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God, Jesus.
Like he told
Lord
Peter, upon
Jesus.
This rock I build my church. And ain't nothing from the gate of hell going to prevail again.
Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
That's Saint Jesus. Oh, Saint Jesus.
Glory
to your spiritual belly. He lives in you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's you.
Yes.
But Jesus Christ. He said, somebody elect will be me in the last day. Intimate relationship with Jesus. Your love affair with him. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
y'all continue
God.
To pray our strength in the Lord, and we will
Amen.
Continue
Thank
to pray
you.
Y'all strength in the Lord. I just want to lift y'all Thank arms.
You.
I just want to hold y'all arms up.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Brother, God be the glory, prophet, pastor. We thank God for your obedience coming on the line tonight. Pastor Rebecca received that word by his stripes. Hallelujah. She is healed. And it is well. She said it is well. Hallelujah.
Well.
And we thank God. You are prophetic in the name of Jesus. This started out as a little cough, and it came out of nowhere, and it is spiritual, sir. And we thank God that no weapon against her will prevail. She will preach, and you said there's going to be a great demonstration of the power of God on Friday night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lives will be radically changed, and I'm going to be there with my wife. Hallelujah. And I just want the glory to fall on me as well. Glory be to God. Just like that fire. Yes.
I'm going back to Newark. That's where I'm trying. That's where Satan
wants to sit. Amen. She's going back to Newark. Amen. She's going back to Newark. Glory to God. That's the city that we're both from. Hallelujah. And the women and the young girls, and there's going to be some men there too. God is sending her back. Hallelujah. Going back to her hometown. Glory be to God. And we thank God that she will be used mightily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't nobody mad but
Amen.
The devil. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
She will speak.
Hallelujah.
She will preach with authority because she said it again. It is well, like the Shunammite.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. She said, keep praying for her. Amen. It's a few days before
Amen.
Friday. She said, keep lifting her up before the Lord. And we thank God for you
Amen.
Holding our arms up, man of God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for Gail, Pastor Gail and Pastor Jamal. We thank you for their life and their ministry. Cloud Nine Church, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord being in his mouth yet once again. We thank you that he took authority over the sickness that's trying to come on my wife, in the name of Jesus. He decreed and declared, and it shall be so. She will go forward with power and authority, and God continue to use them even where they are. Hallelujah. When the word of the Lord is in his mouth, God, let demons tremble in the name of Jesus. Let lives be restored. Let people be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the authority that he walks in, the authority that his wife operates in the name of Jesus. Bless their marriage. Continue to watch over their family. Hallelujah. Meet every need, God. We thank
yes,
you and we praise
no
the Lord for this man of God. Hallelujah. You say it like Isaiah. Then I'm looking for one that will go. He keeps saying, here I am, send me. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the courageousness, God, that he won't bow or bend to the devil of this world in the name of Jesus. There's so many spirits operating that are false, God, as we just saw in the text tonight. But we thank you, Lord, for a real man of God on point and on a mission to be about his Father's business. So, God, I thank you that you bless the church, bless the children and the grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let them prophesy with authority. Let them take, hallelujah, principalities and governing spirits. Let them take territory. Let them take down, God, hallelujah, everything trying to govern your territory, Lord. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. So as he operates, as he moves, as he's functioned, God, use him mightily. Use him mightily, God. Increase him in the name of Jesus. I just see God, even as I said, increase. God says enlarge your territory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says
Amen.
Strengthen your tent. Strengthen your tent.
Amen.
Make room for blessings. Because God's about to increase your territory this year. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. God's about to enlarge you naturally and supernaturally in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus. You and your wife,
Amen.
Get ready for increase. Get ready for
Amen.
Overflow. Get ready for abundance. He
Amen.
Says, prepare. Go ahead and set the field. Hallelujah. I know you got seed in the ground, but right now, get the reaper out. Glory be to God. I know you and your
Thank
wife
you
have
do.
Been sowing seed. You have been faithful over a few. And God's about to, oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Karabo shata. In the name of Jesus, you and your wife will reap this year. Karabo shata. You will reap, man of God. You will receive. You're such a giver. You're such a sower. You're such a servant. And God says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you just because I'm God. I favor who I want to favor. I have grace upon who I want to have grace. And I put mercy on whom I want mercy. And you're
yes,
chosen, man of God.
Jesus.
You're
Thank
chosen.
You, Jesus. Thank
God
you,
has
Jesus.
Favored
Thank
you.
You. Jesus.
God has favored you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now God's about to
Thank
honor you.
You.
Now God's
Thank
about
you,
to
Jesus.
Honor you in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You,
so you remain faithful
you,
and get ready.
You,
We're looking for those praise reports. Increase. Increase. Increase.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love
thank
you,
you,
man
Jesus.
Of God. Give your wife our love.
Love
we
y'all.
Thank God for the both of you. Amen. We love you back. And Pastor Rebecca, when she after she preaches and allow God to use her Friday, we're going to give you the praise report next Tuesday. Amen.
Amen. I wish tomorrow was Friday. Thank God. I can't wait. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God going to use her mightily. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, God bless
Hallelujah.
You. I love you. Have a blessed one.
Love you.
Thank
God
you,
bless. That's our final caller tonight. We thank God for Pastor Prophet Jamal. Always a blessing to the prayer line when he comes on. And Pastor Rebecca, I tell you, she is like, baby, honey, you're going to be by yourself, but I'm not by myself. She's right here. You guys are here. And she's going to preach Friday and Sunday and into next week. We thank God that she's already healed. Hallelujah. And she received all of y'all prayers. Even those that did not come on the line, Pastor received all of y'all prayers. And she's telling me now, thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We finally lift up Sister Rita tonight. We thank you for her life, her health, her strength. We thank you for her family, her children, and her grandchildren, Lord. Continue to bless Sister Rita. Continue to use her mightily, God, in the name of Jesus. So gifted, so talented, so anointed. And God, we believe by faith that she will win many souls for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, she's boldly proclaiming your word. She's boldly living a godly life. She's boldly, God, in the name of Jesus, unashamedly declaring that you are Lord. So God, continue to bless her in her career. Continue to give her all the money and the resources that she needs. Hallelujah, to sustain her life and her family. Continue to open doors and raise her up, lifting her up in the name of Jesus. So we thank God. And we give you praise for Sister Rita. Continue to watch over her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, it was powerful tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Come and join us tomorrow night for Word Wednesday. We will be on the air 7:30 sharp. There is a word from the Lord. And we thank God, amen, for tonight. Oh, man, what a powerful night it was tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we're going to go off with James Fortune, I believe. Pastor Rebecca sends her love. We love you guys. God bless you. Good night, everyone. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Join us tomorrow night. In Jesus'
This keeps
name.
Me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I
You made it through it. Oh, I
excited about your future.